This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, funa hamba Congo. Hey, what's up, everybody? You're Maraza Law, aka Mr. Kwan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
It definitely is too short. And just before we get into it, I just want to take a little moment to also recognize how short life is. Today I woke up to the news that somebody I know was shot and killed yesterday in a hijacking. So I just want to send out condolences to Dumi Masilela's family. If you guys know Dumi, he was an actor on Rhythm City. He was also a part of Idols. He's a musician, a big dreamer, and he was on the road to big things. And you know, as life sometimes has it, we are sort of cut short in our steps. And I just want to send out a thought to him and his family, and rest in peace, bro. Anyway, moving on, guys. It is the shortest hour of the week, and sorry I had to start with that. I just feel like I have to pay respects, you know what I mean?
No, you got to do what you got to do, bro. I completely understand, man.
Shout out, man. We've got a cool show lined up today. We've got a couple of interesting topics to talk about. We've got a cool guest in studio with us who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But you know what it is on Unplugged and In Charge, guys. You know that when we come together, we like to discuss different ways of doing things, isn't it, Sim?
Yeah, bro, it's about that, man. It's about to unplug. We're talking about unorthodox things, bro. We're talking about, it's okay if you don't have to fit in. It's okay if you feel like you're not qualified, because the only person that qualifies you at the end of the day is yourself. You got to make up your mind today that it's time for you to rise up and be the leaders we need in our nation and in the world. Believe in yourself, because you are the catalyst that changes everything. Let's do this thing, man.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. The truth is that we don't actually have a blueprint to being successful. There's no blueprint to being someone that is memorable or great. Yeah. Everything is up to us to decide, you know, who it is we want to be and what it is we want to achieve. And that is different for everybody. And so that's what we try and promote in this on this radio show and this culture that we're building, is to be unplugged from the norms and sort of mediocrity of what society tells us that we are, and be in charge of the destiny that you'd like to create for yourself. It's an everyday struggle. It's an everyday battle.
Bro.
It's not like you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden it's like, you know, you get what you want. You got to continuously fight this good fight. So this is the platform where we get to fight the good fight together. And every now and then we like to bring in a cool guest that's doing something different, and that's doing something a little unorthodox, and something that maybe when you told your parents when I was 12 years old or something, saying, hey, Ma, you know what? I actually want to do this. You know how parents are when you're 12, like, nah. You know what? Do science, do maths, and stay in school. But our guest today, Mandla Motao, is an award-winning choreographer and dancer at Moving Into Dance. He obviously didn't take the science route in his life, and he seems to have obviously made a great success of himself. So thank you for joining us, brother.
Thank you.
Oh, come a bit closer to the mic there, man. We've got to hear you. There we go.
Thank you.
No, man, thank you for joining us. We want to hear a little bit about what it is you're doing, because we feel that, you know, you've got obviously a very different career path. It's not always in life that we come across someone who's award-winning dancer and choreographer.
Yeah.
I assume that the conversations within your household at the time when you said, hey, Mom, I actually want to dance, you know, I'm pretty sure she wasn't like, yeah, go dance, yeah, man. Hey, dancing is for the clubs.
Yeah, you know, I can actually add to that. Like, my parents told me in Vanakunga, you can't be crazy thinking that you're going to follow your dreams on my budget. No.
Shout out, moms.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did you get into the whole dancing thing? Because that's quite an achievement. I mean, you've been dancing since about 2008.
Yeah, 2008. I started dancing when I was still in primary school. I was born in Alexandra Township, and I was exposed into the traditional dance styles. Gambus dance. And beyond that, I wanted to do more of that, because I fell in love with that art form, the dancing art form. So I got an opportunity to go to visit MID, Moving to Dance, in 2008, just to find out in terms of what can I do to become a professional dancer or a choreographer or somebody who's doing dance full time. So luckily on that year, they invited me to come and audition. So I did an audition with them, and they took me in.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about contemporary at that time.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about Afrofusion. So I went there with a dream and believing that I want to be somebody else within or from Alexander. Like I wanted to be a dancer.
Yeah. And what did that do for you when you got in for the first time? That must have been quite a privilege and an honor, first and foremost. But I think that must have really changed your life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, true. Because the minute when I went into that studio, you get into a studio, then you find people who have been doing it for the past years, and they started at a younger age. You find them stretching there with tights and all of these costumes, and you just come in there with a short pen. And I was like, okay,
so what must happen now?
What must happen? So should I be stretching as well? And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And as soon as we started with the first class or the first exercise that they gave us there, I was like, you know what? This is where I need to be, and I will make sure that I'm going to stay here until I get what I want, until I achieve exactly what I'm here for.
Mm. And what was that exactly? Like, if you could quantify it or put it in like a material form, what would that be? What did you want at that time?
I wanted to be able to tell stories through movement.
Mm.
Yeah, because I've seen, I've done drama before. I've done poetry while I was still in school, but I felt that I needed to do more. Like I needed a way of delivering these stories in a different way that I've never done before, and it has never been explored fully, especially from where I came from in Alexandra, because my intention was whatever skill that I'm going to acquire there, I'll take it back to my community. So I was like, you know what, as soon as they say you are in,
I'm gonna make the most of it.
True. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, do you see yourself as a leader?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you say that? Because there is something that's gonna come from this question. Yeah. Trust me.
I'm a leader because I always strive for greatness, and I always try and empower whoever that I'm with, or whoever was underneath me, or on my side. Because the other thing was that for the other aim or the was for me to get this skill and to give it to other people, and also,
and that's the most important thing. I just want to cut you there, because leadership isn't about ourselves but really empowering other people. So what do you think dance can do for a young person in the community? Because it's a very unorthodox path to pursue, and I understand, like, it's good to go to university, get a degree and all of that. Society says that we should go that path, and it's good for some people. But what do you think it does for an individual that doesn't go to university, that's in the community and doesn't know what to do with their lives?
It builds, or it has an ability to create or give you a discipline that you'll never get anywhere
else.
Because the kind of focus or the kind of attitude that you need to have is something that you wouldn't just get from anywhere. We all have rules and regulations that we get from our families or from our parents, but once you start going into this art form, there's a lot of focus that is needed, a lot of compromising that you need to do, and also start looking at things in a different way or in a different eye, and it changes you entirely.
Because I think it's important to have that physical fitness and all of that. It's good to exercise and all of that. But I think one of the most profound things is you said you want to tell stories through the artwork.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, and I think it's important to realize that our lives are not about ourselves, right? Our lives are really an example to those that don't have hope, to those that don't believe that they can achieve something that seems impossible but isn't actually. And I'd like to commend you for that, because you're following a path that most people aren't willing to take. Most people are willing to just sit down and be victims, but you decided from a young age that you were going to pursue something that you were really passionate about. And in pursuing your passion, you found your calling, your purpose, and that purpose is really to empower other people. So yeah, bro, that's some powerful stuff.
I think it's really cool that you know, you say you're from Alexander.
Yeah,
Alex, I've got one or two friends that live in Alex, and Alex is a really very I would say it's probably one of the toughest conditions I've experienced in terms of living space and just the overall space that you know, Alex finds itself in, so close to Sandton but worlds apart in terms of resource and infrastructure, and that it really it's an eye opening and in some sense like heartbreaking experience when you actually spend some time in Alex. And I think it's pretty inspiring and pretty amazing that you come from, you know, Alexander, and you took this alternative route of making a success of yourself and all for the purpose of going back and giving back to the people of your city and the people of where you come from. I think that's something that, like,
that's something for me that represents these unorthodox type leaders that we like to talk about, you know, because you know, in a normal world, you know, people see, well, not in the normal world, I'd rather say, like, in the systems that we're born into, you know, the leaders are generally the guys that were the best in class or the smartest guy and the head boy, and that's what the systems pick. But you know what, at the end of the day, leaders need to lead the people, and if the people had to pick leaders, I feel like they pick people like you, you know, who have taken life on the chin and relentlessly moved towards something which people thought might be crazy to try and achieve, you know. Now I want to talk a little bit about those, that being a story of your life, you know. How do you in dance, and how do you in the art form, look, in the spoken word form and in music and things, you know, you literally tell stories with words. When you're telling a story with your body and your movements, how different is it from each other? Because you did say that you were doing poetry and stuff before. How different are they from each other? And what has telling stories with your body taught you about life and yourself?
The story that Sylvia Classer, who's the founder of MID, once said, she was said, your body can't lie. Whatever your mouth says, but your body says something that is totally different. And how do we, for me, how do I use that, or how do I tell stories through movement? Like, an easier example, when you talk, you've got different gestures that you use. And what I try and do whenever I start creating works, I look at the body language. If I'm creating a work about an individual or some sort of an issue, I look at, whenever you start discussing that theme, how do you react, or how does your body move, or how do you use your hands, how do you use your eyes? And from there onwards, I start taking all of those small gestures that you're using and play around with them. And I try and stretch them to a point that I find some sort of a movement that can relate to what you have just done, whether it's clicking your finger or just twitching your eye. How can you do that with your whole entire body without keeping it as small as it is? And from there, we start creating movement, bigger movements from those smaller movements. And also, from the background that I started from, actually, which is traditional dance. Moving into dance, I was unfortunate when I joined that, because they do that, like, they're fusing all the indigenous tribe or indigenous or cultural movements or dance styles, like, with a Western feel.
That's actually very interesting, though. You're infusing what we know culturally, and then you're fusing that with the Western world, which is a completely different culture. And you're telling a unique story through that,
Which is something that we, if you can look at now, like, most of our communities, we're influenced by the Western culture. And we find sometimes we struggle to sort of to redirect, also find ourselves from these two worlds, but through dance or through what MID has sort of created as a signature. It's more of they've managed to marginalize the two. Like, we have found some sort of a common ground between a Western culture and the European, Western and African.
That's really cool. So tell me, with the whole storytelling through the movement and the art, because what I realize now is that each and every small movement tells a bit more about the story. What's the goal at the end of the day? Let's say 10 years from now, where do you see yourself, and what do you think dance is going to do for you specifically on this journey?
At the moment, I'm working on a production which is called Big City Big Dreams. Which is it's a work that I'm collaborating with Lulu Mlangen, who's also working within the dance industry, Shannon Glover. Lulu is working with Boyane Dance Theatre, and I'm working Shannon is working with Joburg Ballet Theatre, which is, three different choreographers from three different backgrounds. And Shannon is doing ballet fully, like, she's a full-time ballet dance principal, and Lulu is just doing Mixed Cocktail, which is a bit closer to what we're doing in MIT, which is Afrofusion. So what we have done, with all of these different techniques and signatures, we have tried to create a story that will bring these three companies or three signatures together. Like, we've created our own language or our own voice through movement or through dance, and which is completely different. Whenever you go to a ballet class, the kind of class that you're doing there is completely different from what you get when you go to MID or Guyana Dance Theatre. But we have found a way of integrating all of these styles to create one language.
One unique language and one unique story.
Of a story. And in terms of where do I see myself in the next coming 10 years, I'd like to still continue creating dance works, telling stories, and I'd like to see myself having a small company that I will be running by myself, which will be mostly focusing in terms of teaching and also grooming young dancers, especially from different townships. Because what we're doing now, it's something that is very rare. When you go to Soweto, when you go to Alexandra, when you go to Tembisa, it's hard to find a dance studio or a dance class that is being done really on a weekend base or on a Saturday. Or
you want to make it more accessible to more the people accessible. In your space. That's really cool, man. And telling stories, you're focusing heavily on telling South African stories, I hope, because we are like, I heard you say that you've, you know, obviously found a common ground between you know, Afro and Western. I just also think it's very important that, you know, us as South Africans and Africans in general, we kind of tell the stories of our land and our people, because
and our struggles specifically.
Because no one's got them like us.
We know the real the real story or the real feeling of whatever story that we have to tell.
But what do you think the most important story? What is the most important story we need to tell right now, especially for young people?
I think now, beside creating dance work, we need positive role models in our townships and in our community, because that's something that is currently missing. Our young people are losing themselves. They get inspired or they get fascinated by all the wrong stuff. If you look at the crime rate that is happening now at the moment, if you look at the abuses that are happening in schools, it's very high, and something that needs to be dealt with. So we need to create works that speaks directly to them, works that will inspire them and change the way they think, and also try and channel their minds that it's not easy in life, and it won't be easy, but we need to work hard to get wherever you want to get. And I said, because we nothing comes easily or comes for free, so we all need to put in extra work.
So we all have a responsibility in doing that. We've got to highlight and celebrate the leaders that are at the ground level doing what they're doing. People like you, exactly. And then at the same time, those people need to take the responsibility to sacrifice and be the example in those communities, because I'm sure it's a tough thing, you know.
There was a project that I was doing for the past 2 years in Alexandra, which is called Dance Alexandra, where I would give classes to young people, especially from primary school. And what the aim was, to introduce them into the dance scene. Because when you are far from the actual stage or the actual theaters, you start seeing this as an illusion or something that doesn't exist. Like you see it on TV, then it ends up there. So, which is something that also I've been trying to push, but due to lack of support and funds, but it's still happening.
It's a difficult thing.
It's difficult.
I think you know the lack of support and funds is always something that a lot of young people and a lot of us face when it comes to our ideas. But you know, like you're saying, you're still having and you're still making it work, and that's what happens. You know, the more you do that, the more energy you put into it, the more energy you put it back into the universe, it feeds back to you, and it'll come back tenfold. Guys like you, and the way you're set up in your mind, and the way you are so driven to achieve through these alternative routes that life, you know, has offered you. I think someone like you and people out there that are similar to you, you know, failure is not something that comes your way. Delays are not failure. You break through them, and you know guys like you will definitely get there. In closing I just want to mention that it's okay, you know, it's okay to have different interests, guys. You know, you're out there, you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to it live, you might be sitting there thinking that you're interested in something that people might think you completely insane for. Your girlfriend might think that you're not the guy for her because you might want to be a dancer. Your mom might think that you're wasting your life because you really want to be an actor. I think that if that's you right now, from my side, you know, in light of this conversation, I just want to say that, you know, it's okay. It's really okay, and you should pursue what it is you feel deep in your heart when you lie in bed at night. You know, when you put your head down to sleep, the last thing you think of should be the first thing you pursue when you wake up in the morning. You know, and it's okay to be different. It's actually what the world needs right now. You know, it's exactly what the world needs right now.
It's exactly what the world needs, because if you don't see something different in somebody else, you'll never know what else there could be out there. Stop pursuing the applause or the appreciation of the audience that are watching your life. Find fulfillment in who you are and walk wholeheartedly in that pursuit, because at the end of the day, all you need to do is stay true to yourself, because society will say that you should go that direction. But if you really ask yourself the question and think to yourself, what do you really want? Is it against society? If it is against society, it's okay. Would you stop pursuing it that way? No, I say pursue it with everything that's in you, because that's how you inspire others to not conform to what people say they should do, but really conform to who you are, embracing who you are and staying true to yourself. Believe in yourself always. Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. I think, Mandla, you've inspired me in that sense. You've come out here, you've told your story, you told us what you're doing. I think it's really great. I think that you mustn't stop doing that. I think that you've come this far with your belief and you're only going to go further. And people like you are going to inspire other people in the same places you came from to you know, believe that there's a life outside of just having to go to school and study, and that's fine. You should all go to school and study, but it's not the be all and end all in terms of what your career could be or what job you could end up doing. Yeah. You can express yourself and find that place in the world where you feel like you belong. Yeah. So thank you very much, Mandla, for coming through, man. We really appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Just in closing.
Sure, man. Give us your word.
The work that I'm currently working on now, which is called Big City, Big Dreams, it's currently running at the Joburg Theatre.
Okay.
For tickets, you can come there. You can go either to Compi Ticket and buy your own, or you can come there by the door, you'll get tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, the work is directed by Fiona Ramsey.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's choreographed by
Big City, Big Dreams.
Big City, Big Dreams.
Big City, Big Dreams, guys. You can get your tickets on Compi Ticket, or you can get them at the door. Go check it out, man. It sounds like it's going to be something really, really cool.
It's something fresh, yeah.
Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.